because it's on storage somewhere in our PO prayer speaks. Well, I just got the idea to have him there in this story and Jewel Road. As a live streamer, how about that? That the kids over there in the big city, New Yorkish, they suddenly see this weird live streamer, he's live streaming his life. And he's calling it like that, live streaming life. It's like a genre or kind of podcast that started to appear. That was sort of Seek Reality. So anyway, something like that. And and he's walking there with a couple of friends, and they are talking. They're old Hare Krishnas, and the one in charge of the house they share here just left this world, left his body. It's been a month now, and it's been thoroughly honored and remembered and said goodbye to and all of that. So now they are walking here thinking about the future. And one of them says, I think it's Pio, on the live stream, you know, that yes, we have this house, this project, a company, you could say, owning a commercial building and making an income on the rent. From the devotees, Bhaktas, Krishna conscious Vaishnavas, who live in the house. Now then, many of us nowadays, we talk about this friendship that, you know, but those who live there, are we friends or not? I find that an interesting question. And then next question, of course, what's most important for this ISKCON association? Is it to own buildings and make money on them, or begging for money for them, or is it for devotees, bhaktas, bhaktins, bhaktas, those who go this bhakti path together? I mean, to be friends and help each other, support each other. And in this way, make a community, several communities, which is natural. Little Vaishnava tribes here and there growing around common interests or something like that. So But there is no need for such groupings to develop because of differences of interest, if you get my point there. In other words, those are bad. Our group is better. They call us a splinter group, but we are now the real official proper follower group. And we all heard it, seen it through history. So someone can say, yes, that's how it's going to be, but we could also say, well, this, it's also always been parallel to that something else, a friendship between children of God, the servants, in this case of Krishna, Vishnu, Bhagavan, the Supreme, Goddess and God, as we see it in the Vaishnava tradition that we are talking from here. But you can easily translate this into your own culture and spiritual tradition. I guess, I'm sure, and hope.